Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, Knoxville Business Manager, about the school year in review.
This is a special piece with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, Knoxville Business Manager. We're going to look at the year in review. It was a big year for Knoxville education overall, wasn't it?
It was. It was busy, and I think we've accomplished a lot, and very proud of our community for all the support that they've given to us to get that done.
And what are a few things you'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, it really was a year of a lot of facility upgrades and new facilities. So, you know, we started it out with a ribbon cutting for the brand new artificial turf at Randy Wilson Track. And it has been utilized immensely. Lots of kids out there on a daily basis, from everything from soccer to football to the track kids out there, to the band kids out there, to the dance team out there. So everybody, it's getting utilized. It's working out well. Everybody seems to like it. The weather doesn't stop us from using it, so it's going very well.
We'd like to give a shout out to Weiler Foundation. They helped us to complete that project and gave a very generous donation. And so we, again, appreciate our community partnerships to do great things for kids and our community, because we have many of our community activities that have been able to enjoy that space as well.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that was completed in early September, because I remember talking to some of the football coaches about having to smooth out some of the surface until it was actually right, and they seemed impressed, even if it wasn't quite smooth right away, but it didn't take long.
Yeah, as soon as the kids were able to get on it, they wanted to be on it, which was a lot of fun. And we held off on our ribbon cutting, of course, until the spring season, but kids had been on it the fall before, and just a great addition to our community and to our school district. And it continues to give us a lot of opportunities, and we've had great gains both outdoors and indoors. One of the other benefits, I think, that our community and families will notice is the air conditioning in our high school gymnasium, and that's been talked about for years, and that was completed this summer. So the next time you come for our Panthers versus Cancer game in January, it will hopefully not be quite as hot and sweaty as it has been in the past, nor for graduation. So we look forward to having that completed. And of course, it's wrestling season right now. Another shout out we want to do is to Marion County Bank, who at the end of last season provided the funds for our wrestling team to get all new mats. And so we have upgraded our wrestling program with new equipment. And then this fall, we also got to open a brand new weight room with beautiful equipment in there, and our kids have been working really hard in the weight room, as well as our staff. And I think it just has had an impact on the pride. When you have nice facilities and you have nice stuff to get to work with, it makes you just be a little bit more motivated, I think, for our teams to get in there and to work out and to really be accomplished then when they get to the field or the gym or the performing arts. You know, our dance team just came back from state tournament and was very successful as well. And so we just keep moving along and providing those things for our students. And of course, the big ta-da at the end of the year was opening our brand new middle school.
Yeah, it's a fantastic facility. I think that the public is able to see that we took the time in designing the facility with education as the priority. I think it's going to, you know, it's a great facility for staff. It's a great facility for students for learning, and really propels Knoxville into 21st century learning.
And there's a lot to talk about here. I know one of the things I'm pretty impressed with is the added safety with the shelter. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, when we designed the building, we were able to put in a storm shelter that doubles up as our choir and band rooms for our middle school. And we feel very fortunate to be able to have that space available to all of our students here in the building. And we look forward to maybe being able to add some additional shelters in other locations as well in the future.
And I haven't been around during this time of the day, but have students been eating outside? Because there's an area that they can eat outside too.
I think they loved the courtyard this fall when the weather was nice and they were here. They were able to eat outside, have recess out there, and they even had a celebration day and got to play some nine square and some other bag games, other things out there. And they really just, I think, embraced that part of their new facilities, and they get a little sunshine, a little fresh air, and it's just good for the spirit, good for the body.
And I've been talking to a few of the band instructors out here, and boy, are they very impressed with their band room.
Yes. The new band room was set up, designed to be a band room, of course, and we also have a vocal music room. In the past, our choir kids actually were in the auditorium, which was not set up very well to actually have a class in there. And so the fact they have their own space and it is acoustically just wonderful, it is. It's exciting to listen to them and to be for them to be so excited. And we're looking forward to some concerts coming up here. So we encourage all of our community members to come out and watch our kids perform at KPAC, again, another beautiful facility. And we have some talented students.
That's very nice. And I've talked to a couple of the other instructors who talked about it's so much easier to work back and forth with the middle school attached to the high school, that it's easier for their departments to work together as well.
There have been so many benefits to staff and students. Students too, we have some mentoring programs that we're setting up and some accelerated programs that kids can go back and forth and participate in activities that were not as easy in the past when they had to get a couple blocks. I also think that we are going to have a lot of positive comments having our gymnasiums right here in the same building, so you can go between wrestling or basketball games and just walk down the hallway instead of getting in your car and having to drive a couple of blocks to get to one of the other facilities.
Can you mention a little bit, because I don't remember talking about this at all, about we have a new entrance when you come to games. I found that out at a recent wrestling meet that I parked the wrong area and drive on around.
Folks can either park in the parking lots on off of Willits Drive or off of Park Lane. And come in the doors by the big yellow walls is where they're aiming for, and that will get them right into the main corridor to go to either gym.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add that's highlight?
We feel very, very grateful for the year of 2022. Things are getting back to normal, and we think there's great momentum here in the community of Knoxville, and we're looking forward to 2023.
Thank you kindly for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.